You are listening to day 24 of the 30 Days of Audio Boo. Hello and welcome back to the 30 Days of Audio Boo. Approximately 6 days from now, I will have completed my quest to do 30 days of my podcasting workflow, and I'm so glad that I did it. Today, let's talk about Audio Boo itself. I think Audio Boo is an underutilized platform in a big way. Now, I'm in North America. I'm in Thunder Bay, Ontario. And I notice that a lot of the people that do Audio Boos, if you go to the site audioboo.fm, you'll notice they are European. And they also have this map feature where you could see where people are posting from. And I barely see anybody in the United States and Canada posting. You see a ton of people in Europe. And this is such an awesome platform. The biggest reason is because you could grab your smartphone, Android or iPhone, and hook up with a couple presses of the button. You could be giving your market, your people, your niche information that they could absorb and take in and start building a following with. I think it is so cool that literally in seconds you could be broadcasting your little message to the world and putting that message, embedding that on your Facebook page, on your blog, tweeting it out. It is so cool. And it does some auto posting as well. It's got some SEO benefits. You could put some pictures in there. It's like a missing link. People don't know about it. Now, with that in mind, I have been thinking of creating a product. And I'm going to create my product, I think, around Audio Boo and how to use it, how to take advantage of Audio Boo and all the steps you need to do. What do you think about that? Good idea? Okay, well, I hope you like it. The other thing I want to talk about today was something I came across. One of the fellas in a Facebook group that I belong to started talking about mobile websites, and he brought up something that you could get mobile website with the top domain, which would be the .tel, and anybody could do that. And if you go through a service called name.com and buy it there, they have this mobile package set up right on their site. You just enter that information and all of a sudden you've got yourself basically a mobile business card with the press of a button, and it's made for personal accounts, and I'm not sure about business accounts. You might be able to have it, but most of the business accounts probably already taken. But now is an early stage where you could go in there and discover if your name is taken. Another question I was wondering if people did this was get the domain names of their own names and their children's names. I think that's a very good idea to do. Think about that, because especially if you're in the social media or internet marketing field, you hope one day to pass on your business to your kids. You might as well get their domain names now. It's only $10 a month, a year to have them, so it wouldn't be a bad idea. So that is the main things I want to talk about. Number one, my little product that I'm going to make. And number two, go to name.com and look up your domain, your name with the .tel. And check out their really, really cool interface to set up a web page right away. Within an hour, it'll be online. It probably takes you literally 10 minutes to set it up, but it's got to propagate and everything like that, and it's going to be online. So you could check mine out at alberthathazi.tel. I'll leave a link in the show. Thanks so much for tuning in, and come back a few more times to the 30 Days of Audio Boo. I love getting in front of the microphone. I love sharing the thoughts. And I would love to hear some of your ideas for Audio Boos. And I'd love it if you would be inspired to do something like this for people that are interested in what you have to say. So until next time, take care.